and welcome to Talking Theater. I'm Alex Dunneman, and I'm joined by Stephanie Banyuk, the costume designer of Twelfth Night by William Shakespeare, the second show in the Tim Studio season for the year. And as we're talking today, it's on its closing night. Mm-hmm. So welcome.
Thank you.
Of course. Do you mind giving a little bit of an introduction of yourself as an artist, kind of how you got here?
Yeah, I actually started theater design while I was in high school. The high school I attended had a really cool after-school theater arts program where the students did like all the design and building of all the elements that went to the school plays, which was like a very, very cool thing. So I actually started doing costume design in high school, and I designed like three plays there before I graduated. And then once I was like looking at universities and what I wanted to do after high school, I kind of figured that it was kind of a perfect path for me because I really liked visual art and fine art, but also was involved in the theater. I was a performer for a while and did a lot of that in high school and beyond high school, and I kind of wanted to have something that combined both of those interests. So I started looking for programs and like was lucky enough that the U of A, I'm from Edmonton, had a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Theater Design program. Nice. So I applied to that and got in, and then was here for 5 years completing that. So I did it's like training in set lighting and costume design.
Right.
So, and it's a unique program because it's one of the only ones that does all three elements, which I found really interesting. Because you get like a really well-rounded kind of education.
You kind of get to learn everything, right?
Yeah. So I graduated almost two years ago from that program. And so now I'm just like doing the freelance design kind of career, which is interesting and fun. So I'm just taking on different jobs with different theater companies in town. So
cool. That must take you in a lot of different sort of directions. Do you do most costume design, or do you do kind of set everything?
I do everything. I do set lighting, costume. Since I've graduated, I've done a lot of lighting design.
Really?
I think this was like probably one of my biggest costume shows since I've graduated. But I started off doing costume design and then learned set and lighting while in school. So.
But I mean, that's good to have. I think most theater artists, we have to be good at a lot of different things in order to get work.
Yeah,
totally. So how did you get involved with this production?
I was actually approached by Kate, and she sent me an email and was just like, we have an opening for a design position. Are you interested? And I was like, oh my God, that is the coolest offer, because I've loved my time here, and as part of the BFA program, we assisted on the Tim stage,
but we
never actually got to design a show on the Tim stage. So that was a really great opportunity when she offered it to me, kind of making my Tim stage debut, which I didn't get to do while I was here in my undergrad.
That's cool.
So they brought me in, they talked to me about the project, and I kind of got brought in like a little late in the game. It was like kind of a sudden opening. So it was like a very condensed process after that, but I was just so excited just to be on board with the show.
Yeah, of course. So as a designer, what's kind of your first step when you take on a show?
To read the script. The script kind of defines like what the requirements of the show are, and especially for costume design, like how many characters, how many costumes they need, how many costume changes are going to be in the show. So I wasn't super familiar with Twelfth Night before. I think I'd read it one time before, so I kind of had to read that first, and then right after that go into a bunch of discussions with Ashley Wright, the director, because they had really already established a vision for the show, already had a production meeting that I wasn't a part of. But that was kind of nice coming into it, that they already knew kind of the direction they wanted to go in, and then I was just like able to play within that vision that he had.
Yeah, that can be nice too, right? Like when you have a framework to go off of, it's like, okay, now it's time to play. A lot of the hard work of figuring out what the framework is done, so that's nice. So could you walk us just a bit through what your process is like?
Sure.
Like some of the stuff that you do in that run of a show.
I think I have like a bit of a different process like for every show I take on, like and that's kind of the fun of this job, is every show has a different challenge with it, and requires different things from you as a designer. So with this show, I kind of like started with meetings with Ashley, and he kind of gave me a rundown of the direction he wanted to go. He had this great idea where he wanted it set as a play within a play, almost, as these are players presenting Twelfth Night, not like just a production of Twelfth Night. He wanted it to be very interactive. He wanted the characters to be themselves at the top of the show.
Right.
So he wanted them to come out. They come out into the audience. They come out into the house before the show and talk to people and are themselves, like interacting with their friends and their family that are attending the show. And he wanted that, but he also didn't want to set it modern day. He didn't want them to come out in like their street clothes. For like a lot of reasons. I think within the show, the servant master kind of interaction gets a little bit tricky to define when you're setting it in a modern setting. And he really just liked the style lines and the aesthetic of the 19th century. So he kind of gave me those, like, he wanted 19th century, but he wanted these players to put on a show. Those were kind of the two main ideas he had for it. So we'd had a lot of discussions about, when we first see these players, what are they dressed? How are they dressed? Are they coming from the street? Are they showing up in, like, what their everyday kind of outfit would be? But they're also a traveling troupe is what he wanted. So they all have, like, their own different personalities. That kind of relate to their real-life personalities, which I thought was cool. So we kind of talked through it, and we went through a bunch of different versions of it, and then we decided the best way to go about it would be for them to be in what they would wear in the dressing room in. So they come in lingerie, underwear, various parts of their costume kind of on. Because they also, later within tech, we decided that they would come on stage and, like, do warm-ups and things at the start of the show. So it is like they're coming right from their dressing room. And we kind of decided it was an easier way, since they do all the changes on stage, to have them kind of in a base that they could put everything over top.
Yeah, what was that like? Because it was very interesting to see so many costumes out there, too. So I'm imagining, was that part of your design, too, to, like, look and see what that backdrop looked like
from her? Definitely. So we had, like, their real costumes there, but then my assistant, Lisa, and I, like, we pulled all of the costumes that were back there, so there were quite a few prop costumes as well to fill those racks.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot.
Yeah, because we always wanted to kind of feel like this was a stock that the characters were pulling from, that they had as a troupe. And stuff that they had accumulated over the years. And we had the 19th century as a guide, but then Ashley also wanted to play and make it more relatable. Use, like, modern textiles, use modern pieces within it, so that it wasn't strictly a period piece. And with that, we kind of ended up defining, like, our own world that has a 19th century aesthetic, but also, like Jake's pants that he wears in it, we bought, like, online, and they're, like, a modern pair of pants, like, those men's pants. So there are, and I did, like, a lot of shopping at, like, Simon's and H&M and different places. So there are pieces that I, like, bought that you can find in stores today. And then, luckily, the wardrobe at the U of A has an awesome stock, and they have a lot of really beautiful period pieces that we incorporated within the show as
well. For sure. I mean, it's neat to see all of them up there, even if they're not pulled out. It creates a very interesting kind of color palette, and that's actually something I want to ask, because the colors that were used here, they were beautiful. There was a lot of variety. How do you like to use color in your costuming, or even in your lighting and stuff?
I think I like to be very specific with color, and use it to kind of define certain characters within it. This particular piece was important because I knew that they were playing on a black stage. So for me, it was, I had to really make them pop out of that background, which got a little tricky. It kind of all started from Olivia's character, because Shakespeare has two specific color requests within the show. Olivia's in mourning, because she's mourning her brother, so she has to be in black. And Malvolio has his yellow stockings. So yellow has to appear, like, a pretty vibrant yellow for it to be funny enough, has to appear within the show. So those are kind of the two colors that Shakespeare kind of writes into the script. So it kind of started with Olivia, and I knew that she was going to be the darkest character on stage. And I wanted to also use fabrics with her that still made her pop from that background. And then I tried not to use very much black within other characters, so just so everyone kind of stood out. And we started talking, Ashley and I, about the colors of the 19th century, because it was, like, a lot of charcoals, navies, blacks. It was pretty neutral, but then men also had, like, vibrant vests, like, patterned floral vests. Was a way that the pattern was brought in. So we kind of looked at specific research from the 19th century and what that clothing looked like in the color palette. And we drew from there. So we kind of came up with, like, something that had pops of, like, pinks and reds and blues, but then against neutral kind of palette. So yeah, and everything kind of came from that. And, like, we also looked a little bit of vaudeville research into that period, and, like, what kind of colors they used. a little bit, like, it has a little bit of, like, a clown, like, like a vintage, like, clown kind of feel to it, too. So, like, the burgundies and the blues and all of that.
I mean, they were wild back then. Their clothing was out there, completely out there. Awesome. So, what do you think are, and this is, you know, I do this podcast to help people learn a little bit about what's going on. So what do you think are some elements about design work that maybe people aren't too aware of that you guys work on?
I think specifically with costume design, like, the reason I like the specific reason I like costume design as opposed to set and lighting is the interaction with the actors that the costume designer has. And I think a lot of people don't realize that kind of bond between the mm-hmm. costume designer and the actors mm-hmm. and going into fitting. Fittings are like my favorite part of the process. Because the actors get to put on these clothes, and a lot of time it helps them also define their character mm-hmm. And the way their character is going to move and how they're going to play with the costume. And we get to have like great discussions about, would your character actually wear this? And do you think this is something that will help you with their kind of physicality? Or do you think you need this hat as opposed to this hat? Can mm-hmm. you do, like, for Chayla, for example, she had a lot of movement within the shipwreck scene. So we worked with, like, she wears, like, a big skirt and how she was going to do all that rolling and, like, all the mm-hmm. dancing and things that were involved with that scene. So I think that's, like, something that people don't realize, like, how the costume mm-hmm. designer and the actor do have, like, a pretty great relationship in that way. Yeah. And then even within going into Tech Week, like, the actors will come up to me and be like, this is working or this isn't working. Or do you think, mm-hmm. like, maybe we could add this? Or, like, they, when we got into hair and makeup, like, they had specific ideas about their hair that I, like, talked them through. And we did some hair changes within mm-hmm. the actors for this show, like, Jordan had to dye his hair blonde, so that was kind of a process, like a thing between me and him that we had to like work through together.
Well, I think that's something people might not realize too, that you have a direct relationship with like the hair as well mm-hmm. that's used, because that's something I know as a director, it's a thing that I'm like, people ask me like, what do you want their hair to look like, and I'm like, oh my god, I don't know. especially for men's hair, usually I'm like, wow, there's not a lot of options. But like for women's hair, there's a lot of options. And so realizing that, like, that's a very intricate process mm-hmm. to make that look. Like, that doesn't just happen, right? Like, totally. that's a very considered process,
basically. Yeah, the hair and makeup was like, pretty specific choices had to be made for mm-hmm. the show, also with the woman playing the men.
Yeah.
And how that was going to work within the production. And we had to get mm-hmm. Chayla a wig. It was actually Ashley's idea to dye Chayla and Jordan's hair, well, to dye Jordan's hair blonde and to make them both blonde, because originally we were going to have Chayla in a black wig.
Right.
And he kind of called me, like, right at the beginning of rehearsals and was like, I have this idea. Can we, like, make it happen? And I was like, okay, let me think about this. And for a while there, we did look for a wig for Jordan, and we mm-hmm. were like, it's, men's wigs are hard to fit. They're usually more expensive. And I was like, it just doesn't make sense. Because this is supposed to be his real hair, mm-hmm. and she's the one that's wearing the wig.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, she's disguising as, so it makes sense. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, she was trying to look like him.
So we, like, approached her, and we're like, so we want to bleach your hair. And, like, how do you feel? And he was, like, such a good sport about it. And he was like, I'll do it. I took him to the hair salon. We, like, did the whole process. Mm-hmm. And I think it looks really good on him. I also had to, like, bleach his eyebrows later in the process, too. Because he has pretty dark, dark brown hair. So to make it look a little more natural. And I think it looks really good on him. And I think him and Chayla, like, they're very different looking individuals. So coming
they
in.
Are,
yeah.
But you kind of just buy it. Like, yeah. I think it's the benefit of some of the style that it was done. You're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm in. I'm in.
Yeah, totally.
And what they're wearing, you're like, yeah, they're wearing the same thing. Yeah. Like, they've got the same hair. Of course, this totally works.
Yeah.
Because it helps that they had similar hair at the beginning anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Chayla has blonde hair too. So it kind of connects well in that way.
Yeah, and actually, like, kind of like the idea of them having the blonde hair so that they were, like, separate from the rest of the group, because they came from another place within this world.
There's a lot of dark-haired people in that show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what types of projects are you most drawn to? Is it at this point just as an artist, like, whatever pays?
It's a little bit of that, honestly. Mm. Like, I'm still pretty early in my career. I'm still mm-hmm. kind of figuring out what I like doing, I think, and what... But within the Edmonton theater scene, there's such a wide range of projects. Like, there's a lot of really great indie theater that's happening mm-hmm. and a lot of really great professional theater, and Ash and I had the pleasure of working together during my undergrad, and so I think I'm more drawn to projects where I'm able to work with directors and team members who mm-hmm. trust me and who we have a really great bond with and are always on the same page. And that's kind of how I feel with Ash, and I hope we get to work together a lot now that he's done his MFA. So I think I'm more drawn to, like, projects where there's a great team involved. Mm-hmm. But I am really lucky, like, my spring season is full of, like, really big shows and then indie projects. So I like the doing both kind of thing.
Yeah, well, it's great. It's great to have that variety, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best. And anytime it's a real collaboration is the most fun and the most rewarding, I think, too, right?
Totally.
So do you feel, actually, that kind of leads right in. Do you feel like you've started to develop your own sort of style as a artist?
I hope so. I think it's still a little bit early, but I think it's because I think I do more costume design, more lighting design, more set design, they'll start being like, you'll see related them relate, I guess, a bit to like what my style is. There's like a joke I always, for when I do set designs, I always seem to put trees in the set design. That's kind of like a joke. I guess it's like one thing.
There it is. It's one of your things now.
But I don't know. I think with each show, it's like, it's a different, I take a different approach to it. So I think eventually I'll kind of have a very defined style, but I think I'm still discovering what that is right now.
I think that's good. I mean, that's what it takes time to do, right? I mean, I think all artists are slowly figuring what that is, and then they go towards the things they like, and then oftentimes when you find the style, you're like, now I want to do something new.
Yeah, and then you switch up like halfway through. Yeah, exactly. You're like, I'm just going to try something completely different.
Exactly. So for this show in particular, what's the journey been like to get to this point? I mean, you're on closing night tonight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're here. You've made it.
Yeah. It was an interesting journey. I think it was pretty smooth. I had such a great team. Joanna and Julie in the wardrobe, like, were so supportive, had great advice, had great suggestions all through the process. Because I took this contract a little late, I had a trip already planned. So I actually went away for 2 weeks of the rehearsal period, which was a little tricky. But it actually helped because we had to, like, fit all of these fittings in really early.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really helped define what worked and what didn't work within the piece early on in the process, which I think really benefited us later in the process. But I saw the show last night again. I've seen it like so many times. My mom wanted to go last night, so we went. And I'm still very happy with it, and I think they've gotten like so much better, and they're really like living within those characters, and I think the costumes help them do that.
Yeah.
But I think the process was like, Ashley really trusts me, and I'm very grateful for that relationship that I have with him. So he kind of just let me work within the world he created and kind of do what I thought was right within it. So,
well, that's the best. I mean, it's the best feeling when you're like, oh, I've got someone who trusts me to do the work.
Yeah.
And I think even in my interview with him, he echoed that, right?
Yeah.
He was like, all right, I've lost my costume designer. He's like, get Stephanie. I've worked with her. She's great. Like, boom. He's like that sort of thing where he's like, I don't want to deal with new. I just want someone I know I can work with, right? Totally. And that's a great thing. So what's next for you then? You've got some projects lined up?
Yeah. I'm working on some prelims for some stuff in the new year. I'm going to be doing Into the Woods for Grant McEwen, which is like a really fun big show. And it's also the thing I liked about working on Twelfth Night was working with such a young cast.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty young and early within my career, so sometimes I work with people who are a lot older than me, so it was really nice to be with this like young emerging group of actors, and that's kind of what that project's going to be, because they're all in their last year of that program, so that'll be fun. And then I'm doing a bit of indie theater. I'm doing a show with Dave Horak in Backstage Theater for Edmonton Actors Theater, and it's called Stupid Effing Bird.
It's cool.
Stupid Fucking Bird. And it's actually like a weird modern adaptation of the Seagull.
Nice. That's the checkoff play.
Checkoff play. So it'll be interesting. It'll be really cool, I think. And then I'm doing Jesus Christ Superstar at Mayfield's Dinner Theater. So that's another huge musical.
So you've got some pretty big costume work to do in the next year. Yeah,
I do. but I think it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
That show. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down and talking to me. It's great to hear about another side of the theater experience.
Yeah.
You tune in hopefully next week when I talk to another person. Who knows who that will be yet. Until then, this is Alex Dunham, and this has been Talking Theater.